Something should have happened then, but it's obviously not going to play. It is now. Recognise this theme. Two blokes with glasses. Very, very funny. One little, one large, but not little and large. The two Ronnies.
That's right.
Great little theme tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
The reason why we're playing that, Dame Shirley, is because in the studio we have the two Robbies. Who are going to be doing some comical stuff over the next couple of weeks. I think they may even end up doing the show together on a Monday. Who knows? But anyway, the two Robbies are here. Just introduce yourself, Robbie One.
Hi, it's Robert, a.k.a. Chip.
Okay, and Robbie Two.
Hello, this is Robert Collins, and I'm new.
And you are the two Robbies.
Yeah.
All right, and how did you first meet?
We met at college. It was quite a cool way we actually met.
I remember what it was called. It was Motor Vehicle Gateway.
Motor Vehicle Gateway we met, and it was really cool when we met.
Okay, so you went on to great things then. You did Robbie Two, Robbie Collins.
Yeah.
Because you actually followed through with the course and now is doing good stuff in the mechanical world.
Yes. Yes.
You fix cars.
Yeah.
But what happened to you then, Chip?
I came here. I took a different direction and
you
I
certainly
came
did.
Here. Yeah.
So you had like a really healthy interest in what you were doing at the college. Is that what got you into mechanics, or were you in it, you know, in in your mind before that?
Sort of. I've always done mechanics. I've always helped my dad with mechanics. And I was just at college one day and I had to choose a course, and it just so happened motor vehicle spurred me on, and I ended up getting really into it.
And that's where you want to go with your life. That's what you want to be. Full-time mechanic?
Yeah.
Is that the technical term now, full-time mechanic?
Yeah, fully qualified mechanic.
All right, okay. So how far away from you are being fully qualified?
I'm currently doing my level 3 now, so when I leave college this year, I'll be a fully qualified mechanic.
Brilliant.
And then I've got to pay a lot of money to do my VOTA, which lets me do MOTs.
Right.
And if I get into MOTs, that's a lot of money coming in my way.
Brilliant.
Sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. That's good. I didn't realise you were that close to being a fully qualified mechanic.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's excellent. Well done, you. And then have you got any jobs lined up? Have you got any places that are keeping an eye out for you?
Well, I'm semi-doing my own little thing at the moment. I've got my own like little garage down at a compound with a lift in it.
Brilliant.
Just doing some work down there.
Okay, so you're doing work at the moment?
Yeah.
And if you pass these MOT things, you can then do MOTs in your garage?
Yeah.
So you won't have to work for anybody else, you work for yourself.
Exactly.
Crikey, you got it sorted out, you haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you come across as someone that's like lapsedaisical, don't really care, and very chilled and relaxed, and almost like with that Benny hat on, you got. I don't know whether you know. I mean, in Crossroads, has anybody ever said Benny used to wear a woolly hat in Crossroads, and he used to come across as someone that was just lapsedaisical,
very laid back,
and that's how you come across. But you've got it sorted out.
Well,
you've got a career in mind.
When it comes down to working, I'm quite hard working, to be honest.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm looking at you in a totally different light, and I'm looking at Chip now and thinking, all you wanted to do was sit behind the decks and spin some discs. You're not hard working like Robbie Two there. So what happened with you? You don't have any interest in it at all?
I did that one point. I was working at Price's Garage.
Right.
I was working there on Saturdays.
What were you doing?
Doing the MOTs and help fixing some cars, old classic cars.
I can see you two. Do you reckon you could take Chip on, help you with the MOTs? What's the name of your garage again?
Bodline Autos.
You got to change that. Two Robbies.
Yeah, the Two Robbies Garage.
Two Robbies Garage. Yeah, getting to invest some money in it.
Yeah,
it's a great idea. So would you ever get back into mechanics now?
Probably further down the line. I would like to get my own classic car one day.
What would it be?
Any classic car.
Any classic car?
Yeah.
All right, okay. What about you? You must have a bit more of an idea of what classic car you would have.
Well, I already own a Mercedes-Benz 230E. It was made in 1989 or 88.
You own it? Drive it?
Well, I'm currently restoring it at the moment, but it drives lovely. It's fully automatic.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cause you know, I had my bike picked up yesterday, my little motor scooter,
right.
And I paid for them to come and pick it up. I won't say where. I'm thinking you could have fixed that. Couldn't you? You could have come around and fixed that. It's only a little spot. What do you mean hardly? This guy's a genius. Could you like change on a motorcycle?
Yeah, I can fix them quite easily.
Oh wow!
I've just wasted a load of money, haven't I?
Are you having it fixed then?
Yeah, I'm having it fixed.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm having it fixed. So I can, you know, because the tax people are on to me. You know, you can't leave your bike outside your house if you ain't got any tax. You ain't got an MOT, you can't get your tax. So they're sorting that out today. And I've just wasted loads of money. So, you know, anyway, I might phone them up a bit and say, oi, don't fix anything. I've got someone that's going to do it for nothing or for a fiver.
You're like my mate Benny. My mate Benny, he has a bike outside his house and his bike needs fixing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Take it round to, what's it called again?
Bodyline Autos.
Bodyline Autos. Whereabouts are you based?
Up Watergate Road.
Okay.
Just down from the Isle of Wight Pet Centre.
How brilliant is that? Come on, we've all judged him. Because we looked at him and we thought, you know, he's just Rob, he's less laid back.
I thought he was so laid back, but blimey, that's fantastic what he's doing.
He's got his own little business empire there, isn't he?
Yeah,
and he's going to take Chip on and give him a job. So and I make good tea.
Yeah, he's not a Benny after all.
No. Does that hat go everywhere with you?
Yeah.
It does.
In bed, at night.
No, it goes next to my bed, and then I wake up, put it straight on.
It's like a little pet then.
Yeah, I can't leave my house without me. I've always got a hat on. I can't leave the home without it.
Okay, well, look, I wish you the best of luck with what you're doing. I think it's brilliant. I think young people, when they've got something and they make it happen, I think it's excellent. And I'm glad you came in to talk about it because it will inspire others. It won't inspire Chip because he don't like getting his hands dirty. He just wants to sit behind the decks.
Yeah,
that's all you want to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
And let's be honest, I wouldn't want to do that either. All that muck and grease.
Oh no, that's my favourite bit.
Yeah.
Coming home, just like knowing you've done a good day's work because your hands are black.
Excellent.
Oh, it's lovely.
Good for you. Good for you. I bet your mum's really proud of you.
Yeah.
She? Yeah, no, good for her as well. Now, we're going to take a quick break, have the news, and then we'll come back, and we've got the Isle of Wight quiz, and we are going to see whether three brains are better than one. Look at that blank.
We shall see.
That's
coming
up.
This is Vectis Radio.